This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. During the spring snowstorm, the eastbound lanes of I-70 are now closed at milepost 185 near Vail. CDOT says it's because multiple cars have spun out there. It is not known when those lanes will reopen. Xcel Energy has reported power outages are affecting thousands of households this morning. Some power has been restored, but there could be extended outages for some while crews are working to restore downed lines. The outages are impacting Adams, Arapahoe, Boulder, Denver, and Jefferson counties. Jefferson is the most impacted, with more than 7,000 people there without electricity. With just over a week left in Colorado's 2026 legislative session, Governor Polis is signing a number of bills into law. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports.
One of the new laws tightens rules around 3D printed firearms. Starting in July, it'll be illegal in Colorado to make guns or gun parts using 3D printers or similar tools. The original version of the bill would have also banned the digital code used to program printers to make guns. Lawmakers removed that provision to appease the governor. Another new law raises the overtime threshold for agricultural workers. Currently, ag workers get overtime pay after working either 48 or 56 hours in a week. Starting next year, that threshold will be 56 hours for all farm workers. A third new law creates protections for kids and teens who make money as social media influencers.
That was Lucas Brady Woods. This is CPR News.